Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Earlier in the show, Vinny gave you the film breakdown of the Cleveland defense. Formidable! We'll do the stats tomorrow, and when Vinny breaks them down, you'll see that they're pretty good in a lot of areas there. Now we go to the opposite side of the football. The offense, and let's just say, stats say they're not all that great. Vinny's going to explain film studies.
Yeah, they are not. Overall, they're 31st in offense. You know, I mean, they're in the high 20s and 30s. They're one of the worst third down teams, total offense, points, all of them. Completion percentage, average per completion, they're last. So, I mean, offensively, statistically, like Bob said, they are not good. You know, I mean, Jerry Judy's a good player. They're a wide receiver. But Judy, he's got 28 catches and 66 targets, which is not good. So, you know, he's either dropping it or it's off target, whatever. Now, they like to throw it to Harold Fannin is kind of the guy they like to throw it to, the rookie tight end. Not a good blocker, but he does have 42 catches. You know, and he's got 58 targets. He's got 190 yak yards, so he's third-round pick this year. So that's a good pick. So they like to use a lot of two tight ends with Njoko and Fannin.
Yeah, I like that guy. 44.
Fannin. He's not a good blocker, though. Now, the offensive line, they're better run blockers than pass blockers. They're not great run blockers because they just kind of ooze off the ball. They just kind of come off and they don't combo up to backers very well. So, you know, Judkins, the running back, Keyshawn Judkins, the rookie who played last year's first or week two was his first game against the Ravens. He's a good back, and he's got real good feet and quickness, and he's got vision in the hole. He's got 5 rushing touchdowns. He's averaging 4.0. You know, and he's caught 14 balls out of the backfield also. But he is a good back. And he's got a pick slide. He's got to find his own work is what he's got to find. He's got to make it on his own. Now, as pass blockers, Bob, to me, they are not good. The Jets kind of wore them out. They really struggle like the Ravens do with stunts and twists. Crisscrossing, doing all those things. They turn free runners. Free runners come. And then the two tackles, Cam Robinson, the left tackle, and then Jack Conklin. Oh, my God, both of them can get pushed back, spun around. They're not good athletes, and they can't anchor. So, I mean, that really causes them a lot of problems, you know, and I think that Travis Jones on the inside is going to have opportunity. I think Jones is going to be all jacked up. He's from Cleveland, you know, so I think he's going to have good opportunity. I mean, if you can't get pressure in this game, then, you know, I believe Mike Green will. I believe Jones will. The other ones, I don't, we'll see.
Really? 26 sacks allowed. Yeah. For the Browns this year.
Yeah. And then now Dillon Gabriel, the quarterback, not very big, lefty, doesn't have a real strong arm, and he's not that – he's completing 58% of his passes, averages 5.0 per completion, 7 touchdowns, 2 picks. He's been sacked 17 times. Now, his best – he's rushed it 12 times. His best was against the Jets, you know, this past week. You know, he had a couple nice runs. But, Bob, I mean, they like to boot him. They like to get him on the move, boot him to his left where he could throw, you know, from his left hand. But he's not that accurate. And, you know, and like talked about earlier, the winds are going to be 20 to 30 miles an hour on Sunday. That's going to affect him, especially if he tries to throw the ball deep. He doesn't have a lot of oomph on the ball. And, you know, so he takes a lot of sacks because he can't see in the pocket. That's the problem. He can't see. That's why they try to move him out and about and get him out in the pocket. And what they'll do is, you know, like if they want to take a shot like they did against the Jets, first down, play action pass, max protect. And they hit like a 35 to Judy. Otherwise, there's not time. They don't have time. I can see, you know, and you play man coverage on the receivers and things, you know, because – Judy's a good route runner. Otherwise, it's okay. Gabriel likes to throw to Fannin. So, you know, that 44, that's what they want to do. So, Bob, I think stunting, twisting, bringing pressure, getting after his ass, he'll throw it to you, and you'll be able to sack him. They should get sacks in this game. Now, they got to be able to stop the run with Judkins, you know, because their linemen, like I said, they'll come off. But the linebacker should be able to run and make plays in this one. And I can see Ravens offense, Bob, like kind of stacking the box a little bit. Stop the run and make – and Gabriel, can you beat us throwing? I hope not. I don't think they can because I don't think they can protect long enough. The ball's got to come out extremely quick because they don't protect long enough to do that.
Could we see Shedeur Sanders – in this game now, the strong QB2 in Cleveland.
The only problem is, Bob, is Shedeur is not, you know, that athletic in the pocket. He's more like Flacco being back, maybe a little more mobile than Joe.
Yeah, Joe's a statue.
Yeah. So Shedeur may get killed back there with that offensive line and the pass protection because they are not. They don't hold up well at all, Bob. I mean, that's why they don't score a lot of points. They can't drive. They have a hard time driving, you know, stacking play after play after play because they're not consistent enough with either the O-line or the quarterback.
It's 58-81-0-5-7 the Fan. Ravens 7.5-point favorites at Cleveland, where they have lost the Ravens 3 out of the last 4 years. Ravens are back at practice coming up here in the next few minutes, and we'll get an attendance report. We'll know within the hour whether or not Lamar Jackson is there after missing yesterday's extravaganza. Nolan, we have time for a call. He says no. When we come back, we got NFL lunch. Stick around for that. We're going to hear from Kyle Hamilton, more from Roquan Smith. Also going to hear from Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Cleveland Browns. We'll look at the week 11 slate. It's going too fast.
Yeah.
Week 11 slate of the NFL game tonight. We'll do our picks for that one. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. He'll give some sneaky plays, and I would think even if Stevenson could go for New England, Henderson's got to be the guy because he ran all over Tampa.
Arc Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream.
Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.